Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Tuesday, March 19th, 2019. I was playing a piece of the podcast for my wife yesterday, and she said, "You do that every day?" I'm like, "Yeah." She's like, "How do you do that?" I'm like, "I don't know. Producer Dan. I just introduced it. It takes me 20 seconds. So on the podcast today, bad singing at a wedding. This audio is going to like make your stomach cringe. Salt gets in trouble in his own house. Do you spy on your teenagers with what they're doing with their money? And watch out. Somebody might be trying to steal your babysitter.
The winners and new champions of Dancing with the Stars are...
Derek Hough, Emmy Award-winning dancer from Dancing with the Stars, also now a judge on World of Dance with Neo and Jennifer Lopez. Of course, that's Sunday nights on NBC. He is bringing his live tour to the Box Center Wang Theater here in Boston on April 23rd if you want to buy tickets for that show.
I have a question for you, Derek. I know you like to run, and I was reading how you wanted to do a marathon. Have you done one yet?
I haven't yet, no. But,
okay.
First of all, like Boston, I love Boston.
See,
so much.
This is what I'm saying. We have the marathon, my friend. All of the else pales in comparison. Just being in Boston that day, the spirit is insane. There's so many charity organizations that would love to have you run, like Boston Children's Hospital,
I'm all for it. I mean, you know, every time it's funny when I actually go on tour there. You know, we get there usually and arrive in the morning. And I honestly wake up early, and I just go for a walk. Last time I was in Boston, I think I walked about 11 miles before noon, on the show day, because I just was enjoying the city so much. It was such a pretty day. It was so sunny out, and I love the city. I love Boston
so much.
Well,
if you want to do it next year, because it's coming up way too fast for this year, let us know.
Right.
I'll get you in touch with the right people. We'll get you a bib number. We'll raise some money for charity. We'll make it happen. Cool?
I'm in. Perfect.
Have you ever choreographed someone's tour?
Not an entire tour, no. But I've definitely done, you know, pieces and routines and projects for music videos. Like, I directed, Michael Bublé's video for one of his songs, like, I think about 2 years ago. And I know I danced in that. And actually, ever since then, actually, we've kind of become friends. And it's kind of cool, actually. I'm doing a Michael Bublé song on this tour. You know, and I wanted to use his original recordings from, you know, the studio to sort of mix in with my live band just to make it sound full and big. And so I texted him and I said, "Hey, do you think it's possible to get, you know, your original recordings and stuff?" And this guy is amazing. Within like 15 seconds, he literally texts me back. He goes, "Whatever you need, I'll send it right over, and I'll get my music guys to send you everything you need." And meanwhile, I look at what he's doing. I'm like, "Oh, this guy's on like this record-breaking world tour, and you know he's doing this and that." And yeah, he always finds time, and that's why he's such a legend.
Derek Hough, again, the live tour, the solo tour, Box Center Wang Theater. Go to boxcenter.org is the website. Kennedy, I want to play you some audio that I found while in a deep dive on YouTube. Take a listen to this.
I'm on the deep end, watch as I dive in.
That is Derek Hough doing Shallow, Kennedy.
Who's singing harmony with you on that?
It's a friend of mine,
Wow, what a voice. Both of you, what a voice.
It's one of those things where when the movie first came out, I immediately learned on guitar, and I started singing it, and it, you know, I loved it, and I was like, you know what, and I want to do this on my tour, and I'm going to have, but I do like a medley, so it's not just that song. It's like a few of the songs mashed up together, so it's still a little different. And of course, when you're watching a beautiful contemporary dancing, you know, in front of a ton of this beautiful story, this narrative, it's really, really good. one of my concerns. I was like, well, by the time I go out and tour, is this song gonna be kind of like overplayed?
No, not at all. You're good. You're fine.
Yeah.
All right.
I actually am gonna be singing a lot more on this tour.
That's what I was wondering.
Very cool.
So everything like so, Singing in the Rain, you know, Broadway style to you know, Shallow, or to you know, Michael Bublé's, you know, big band, and so it's gonna be a full show with every type of dancing you could possibly think about, like music, amazing dancing. You definitely should come.
Well,
it's
we
gonna
can't
be great.
Wait to see it.
Yeah, it's Carson and Kennedy with Derek Hough again. If you want to get tickets for the show, go to boxcenter.org. His live show at the Wang, April 23rd. Get the tickets today. I would do it. Don't wait.
Yep.
As I understand it, we're gonna try and work it out that the day of the show, you're going to come by the studio as well. So hopefully we'll get to see you then if that all works out.
Perfect. Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Derek.
Thanks,
we appreciate
Derek.
It. Talk to you soon.
Thank you guys so much.
All
Take
right.
care.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
I just want to say one thing.
Yes.
When I said who was singing your harmony in mm-hmm. Shallow,
yeah.
And he went, a friend.
Do you think it's his girlfriend?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
I don't think his girlfriend sings.
I don't know who his girlfriend is.
She's a dancer.
Maybe she sings too.
Maybe.
Did you hear that though? A friend.
Are you?
I don't want to cast
Are you shipping them?
No, I don't care that much.
Okay.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
And I don't know if you spy on your kids and their money. My son just opened his first savings account, and he's got $71.
What?
So, you know, at that age, obviously, we're going to keep track. But what about when they become 16, 17, 18 years old? Are you still spying on them? I grew up a little bit different. Like, we moved so much, we never had a bank account. My mom did all of her banking out of an envelope. There was never a bank account in my life until I got into the Army, and I had to open one in order to get my paycheck.
I didn't have one until I was married. And then it wasn't until after I was married that I had my own.
Oh.
I never had my own.
My parents were, they were like 50% of your paychecks. And this is when I started working. I started working when I was about 14.
Yeah.
And they said 50% of your paychecks goes into your savings account, which I had early. You know, it was the old passbook one, you know, at WizFizz, Wilmington Savings.
They don't even do passbooks anymore. Yeah. When Barrett opened his savings account, they don't give you a passbook.
But because you don't use checks.
Now, looking at, you know, the way I was and my checkered youth, I will definitely be wondering what's going on with CP when she gets to the point where she's making money, you know, in her teenage years, you know, whether it's babysitting money or she has a job or, you know, she's a lifeguard or whatever she wants to do.
Yeah, Annie found this article in the Huffington Post, and they're just, it's like three ways you should spy on your kids' spending and how.
Yeah, they're saying that you should, but I feel like if your kid's making their own money and they're out working, you know, however many hours a week, just to, even if it's like a paper route, like if they're making their own money, then why is it okay for you to spy on the way that they're
Here's
spending
why,
it?
Here's why, Annie. Me.
Cautionary tale.
I'm a cautionary tale. Like, money was not, like at my house, it was just catch as catch can, grab food when you can, do whatever when you can and stuff like that.
I
just never had anyone teaching me about the value of money, about how important savings are. And now, as a grown-ass woman, I have nothing in savings, 0.0. You know,
yeah.
So maybe it's a good idea.
Yeah, look at all of us. Not, you know,
yeah,
all of us are a cautionary tale. Of
what are you talking about? You guys both have houses and cars.
Yeah, but I mean,
I don't have any savings.
Yeah,
you have a house though.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a struggle every day. My wife is the saver in our family, which is awesome. Mm. You know, and that's fantastic.
Yeah.
But it's I think it's just your job as a parent is to one of the lessons to learn. And I feel like a lot of kids don't know this because they get debit cards too early.
Yeah.
They blow all their money, and I screwed up my credit way early.
Good morning, Joyce. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
Pretty good. So do you have a teenager at home?
I have two teenagers. They're in college, so I absolutely spy on them. And I actually was spying on my daughter and looking at her bank account because she was supposed to go away for spring break. And I found out through spying on her bank account, she surprised me and bought a ticket and came home. Versus going to Florida with her friends.
Well, that was kind.
Mm. So your spying ruined a surprise.
Exactly.
How long have you been spying on her and her finances?
So as long as she's had a bank account. And same with my son, who's 21. I just like to see, you know, are they eating the groceries of the money that I send them, or are they going out to Chick-fil-A? Stuff like that. Or,
and so do they know you're doing this and they've just gotten used to it, or do you keep it on the down?
Well, she knows now. I think she knows now for sure when I ruin the surprise. So no, I didn't tell them. I do some spot checking, let's say.
I think you're going to find that after this call that you made to the radio station, they're going to be taking a lot more cash withdrawals out, so you have no idea where the money's going.
Well, thankfully, they're going to school in South Carolina, so they might not hear this.
Oh, there we go.
That's right. All right, well, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Tracy, are you there?
I am here.
So you never spied on your kids with their money?
No, I never really did. And like I said, my son has a full-time job, and he's got probably $5,000 to $6,000 in his savings account. I have no clue.
Wow. See, that's that. You have a great kid there.
Yeah.
But then you could get a kid like me. And the problem is, you know, when I always worked, so I always had one legitimate job. Then there was the other places I would get money. Like I would steal my brother's baseball card collection and sell that stuff like that. So my parents had no idea. And if they would have said, like, when I walked in the house with like new clothes or something like that, and they're like, where are you spending your money? You make like $40 a week at the drugstore. Where are you getting all this extra cash from? Something might have clicked, you know?
I used to just hustle my dad's. So I'd go, like, my stepdad is like, oh, man, can I get 20 bucks for gas? And then I go visit my dad and be like, oh, can I get, like, 40 bucks for gas? And I was just always hustling dads for money.
Garbage.
You got to know your kid. You got to know your kid. I'm pretty sure my kid's going to be shady.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Salt's going to share a story with us, though, of how he got in trouble in his own house.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know me, most of the time I'm perfect. So, you know, here's an instance that shows you that even someone like me is fallible every now and again. No, last night, so my wife, every night, Sarah, she puts CP to sleep. That's like kind of her thing. It's their ritual and everything like that. And yesterday was kind of a crazy day around the house, and we were kind of running late and stuff. So, like, schedules are getting all mixed up and everything like that. And she put CP to bed at the, you know, it was a little early that we put her to bed, more so than we normally do. And at that point, I usually go out to the barn and I play video games for a little bit before we go to bed. She's doing that. She's getting ready for bed and everything like that. And usually we're in bed by 9 o'clock.
Yeah. What kind of video game are you playing?
Right now, I'm just playing Spider-Man.
You know, Spider-Man?
PS4. Spider-Man.
Oh, you got a PS4. You got like a big TV.
Yeah, I got
chair.
A giant TV in there.
You got the chair and the sound.
Literally, the only thing we have in the barn is the chair, the giant TV that sits on the floor, and the PS4. And then the cats run around me while I'm out there and stuff like that. So, and Sarah knew I was out there. And she said, okay, go have fun. I'll see you in a little bit. I'm going to go to bed. And she goes, you know, feed the cat before you come to bed. So I start playing video games, and I lost track of time. And I normally bring my phone with me. I did not last night. And I turn around at one point. I was in a very pivotal game moment in the game. I was actually, I was going up
against the Green Goblin.
I was going up against the big boss. And one of the big bosses. And next thing I know, Sarah's head pops up and is like, what are you doing? Where's your phone? And I'm like, oh my God. What? She's like, CP is screaming her head off. I've been over here for an hour. I need to get to. And I'm just like, oh my God.
Is this part of the game?
Surround sound. I'm getting my ass kicked from two directions.
By the real big boss.
Yeah, the real big boss spoke. And it actually, it led me to, and I was like, oh my God, I'm sorry, I didn't have my phone, and I just, you know, and then when I finally do get my phone, which I left in the house, there was like five text messages. I'm like, oh damn it, I screwed up, like really, really big time. So this morning, I like texted her, I'm like, morning, babe. I'm like, I'm going to get intercom.
Kissy face emoji.
I'm going to get an intercom system for the house now.
What?
I'm going to get like an intercom system. So because when I work in the shop, I have power tools going. And I am synonymous. If my phone is on vibrate, I can't feel it in my pocket ever. So I need something that's like loud that's going to alert me. So
I'm sorry. I just have one quick question.
Yeah.
Why can't she just, you're in the same house.
Yeah.
They're attached. You don't even have to walk outside.
Yeah. She's on the other side of the house with a screaming kid. So she's trying to tell me, hey, come and help.
I would bring the screaming kid to you and be like, here you go.
Here you go. I'm out.
That's one way, but I think she just wanted to try and keep her to sleep. You know, don't stimulate her as much as possible. But yeah, this is one of those where, you know, when you look at it, you're like, there's a gray area of like, ah, she might have been right. I'm in her right. No, she's right.
She's right.
She's like 100%
right. It reminds me of you and Lana texting each other from inside the same house. I don't.
She'll do that sometimes with me.
I don't.
And I'll have my phone off ringer and when I'm playing and she'll text me and I'm like, hey, do you need anything? Or she'll say this or that. Mm-hmm. And it's okay.
What about walkie talkies?
I asked her about that. She doesn't
Breaker
want
one
that.
9, Big Mama.
You have a phone. What are you going to talk about?
It's Big Daddy because, down here sawing some wood.
The difference
you
want to
have him come on up there for dinner? Over out here.
What are we having, Big Mama? We having Popeye?
It's Big Papa. I just made you a crib. I'll be right back with it.
Over. Hey, Smokey, come on back.
Over.
It's a bandit here.
What's your how do you say
hey, what's your 1020?
1020.
What's your 1020, Big Daddy?
Are you in the barn? Because get your ass up here.
Your daughter is crying. It turned into your daughter.
Oh, CBs. Oh. Yes, two CBs with whip antennas.
That's what it. That's what the intercom is.
Yeah, no. I want old school CBs. Yeah,
but the intercom he's getting is old school.
These are not new intercoms because I'm looking them up and the technology has not changed since the 80s.
Nope.
It's a big
They still
panel.
Cost $120.
Do you remember the one that your friend had when you went to their house and you thought it was so cool because in the kitchen was this gigantic sort of brown thing with lots of buttons?
Hey, Big Daddy, it's Teddy Bear.
The only problem I could see down the line is there's different channels that you can be on. So I'm like, there's going to be a day where the cat jumps on it, it changes the channel, and I don't hear it again for half an hour.
Hey, Big Daddy, watch out. Smokey the Bear's coming through.
I'm going to get a frying pan to the back of the head.
Yes, you are. I'm scared for you, man.
Kennedy, what do you have in the dirty coming today? Dirty, please.
There's times I'm sad that I feel lonely at times that I live alone.
Do you want a CB? We'll get CBs for all of us.
Can they go to your house?
Yes.
This one has a 1 mile radius, so you got to move within a mile of me.
Nope. All set.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So my wife is obsessed with Chrissy Teigen.
Everyone is obsessed with Chrissy Teigen.
It's
not a special
thing. Well, she's obsessed with John Legend. And then when they first got together, my wife's like, I don't know what I think about this girl. But then as she got to know her by following her on social media, she's like, oh, I do love her to
Everyone
death.
Everyone loves her.
Yeah,
she's an American national treasure.
She really is.
Except Jennifer Garner, not a fan of Chrissy Teigen. So here's what's happening behind the scenes. So, you know, Chrissy Teigen on social media is always posting, you know, pictures of her adorable kids. Mm-hmm. And I guess Jennifer Garner's nanny is now going in and liking all of the photos.
Uh-oh.
Which is causing strife between the two of them.
Not good.
Because, you know, if you get a good babysitter, if you get a good nanny, you don't want anybody else to know about it. You got to keep that to yourself.
Is that the way it is?
Definitely.
Do you hold them tight?
Do you know how we found our babysitter, who is now a friend of the family, but Dahlia?
Wasn't
we found,
she at the gym?
She worked at the gym, and then we asked if she wanted to babysit. She started babysitting, and then our friends stole her away from us.
Oh,
why would she leave you?
Well, because they have two kids, and so it pays a little bit more money.
Yeah.
They're paying more, more frequency, you know. If you're
they have a house
more.
On Nantucket, we don't. Oh, yeah. I mean, there's all sorts of reasons.
There it is.
That's a your problem, not a her problem.
Kennedy, a lot of people, every time people come up and like, oh, CP looks great. When are you going to let Annie babysit again? I'm not allowed to let Annie babysit again.
Why? She really wants to. She says it all the time to you.
As per the threat I received from the woman that Annie currently babysits for with her two adorable daughters. We've had them on the show before.
Yes, they're lovely.
She came up to me at the toy drive, and she did the whole, like, you know, I'm watching you with eyes thing. And she was like, I heard that Annie Dowell's going to be babysitting for you. And she's like, never again. I'll cut you.
She gets so mad at me when I babysit for other families. Yeah. She's like, you can't do that. You're mine. You're this family's babysitter.
How do you
babysitter.
Feel being considered a thing and not a person?
Well, it's just I'm like part of their family now, you know, and I think it's hard to trust people with your kids.
The only family I want to keep around is the one.
Raise your rates. That's all I'm saying. Raise your rates if you're that popular. So here's what happened with Jennifer Garner. She wrote, "I see my kids' nanny liking everything you put up on your gorgeous kids. I'm here to tell you, don't get any ideas, either of you."
Yeah.
I'm watching.
For anyone reading this, I only post the cute stuff, she wrote. This is Chrissy Teigen now writing back to her. And she's just like, yeah, stay away from my nanny. That's all I'm saying.
So good.
I hear her, man.
Celebrities, they're just like us.
Yeah.
Except did someone come in for your nanny?
No, thank God. If they did, I don't know what we would do.
Would you fight?
I would cry.
Would you do anything you could to keep her? Would you offer her more money? Yeah,
I would try to, but there's only like a certain thing. Sometimes that like that's how nannies leave. It's they people swoop in with more money.
So is that what happened with your babysitter?
It's like an auction.
You couldn't pay her anymore?
Yeah, she's gone. She's gone. We lost her.
So they just started paying her more and bit by bit.
And once you get in the cycle of a different family, you can't ever get them back.
Yeah.
Like we needed a one-off babysitter this past weekend, and she because now you're in with that family, so they book weeks in advance.
Yeah, they're like,
so
oh,
if you have
this.
A last-minute thing, you can forget it. It's over.
What do you do? How do you find a sitter?
Well, you move your mother-in-law to town.
You leave them in the car.
Right.
You move your mother-in-law
crack a window.
To your house.
You know what? I like where your head's at. Smart. Do you have to pay her?
Huh? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I pay.
Every day.
Well, every day I'm paying.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
There's a lot going on with this piece of audio that Kennedy found. It's a painful moment.
The video is better, but since
the audio
you can't
is
see,
pretty good.
You just got to listen in for what you're listening in for.
Best man faints during Maid of Honor's emotional wedding serenade. Face planting on the floor and knocking his teeth out.
And while that's a terrible part of the story,
yes,
her singing's the biggest part.
I get to love you. I get to love you.
Oh,
man.
Water, water.
So,
yeah, the guy, when he fell, he literally, he didn't even, his hands couldn't even go out to brace himself.
Out.
He was just, boom, right down.
And the girl was singing
yeah.
the song I still don't know what it is.
No.
Yeah.
And she's holding paper in front of her, like she couldn't even be bothered to memorize the song for her best friend or whatever.
I'm going to guess she's not a trained singer.
I get to love you.
Does anybody recognize that song? I can't listen to the audio of him falling again.
No, especially after seeing it. And then when he gets dragged away, he's wet his pants and he's knocked his teeth out. It's a horrible
Does
horrible
anybody
story.
Recognize this song?
No.
When it's too heavy to carry.
A moment like this, Kelly Clarkson.
Hang on. I
get to love you.
I get to love you.
I get to love you by Ruel.
That's what I keep saying.
Okay, I don't wanna go to the next part because I don't want to hear it. No, don't do that.
I just don't know why the bride would let that woman sing, first of all. And also, I feel like she kept singing even when he fainted. Like, she couldn't be bothered to stop.
The show must go on.
Annie, get your priorities straight. I mean, that guy will be okay. This is my moment to shine.
That wedding video will forever be
amazing.
I'm going to say that I'm going to dig even deeper into that, saying
when
that.
Too happy to carry. Oof.
It's even worse. I can't believe you're not playing the most important part of that just because you can't watch it. You got to listen to him funk.
Water.
But the worst part, in my opinion, is the fact that the men are wearing khakis and really bad suspenders.
Oh, no. It's like
the clip-on kind.
It's like a poor white trash Cape Cod wedding.
Sort of.
If you have a weak stomach, I'm sorry.
I get to love you. To love.
That's so gnarly. Dude.
Water? Water.
So bad water. For him, because you know.
Yeah, no.
Like, those are the wedding pictures. Him walking out with, like, his pants been wet.
And then this
no, those aren't the wedding
out.
Pictures. Those are the memes.
You're right.
Yeah.
Do you ever
could,
show
you could have just
today?
Said, I object.
That's all you had to do. You didn't cause a scene.
You know?
Bobby.
Like, why couldn't they take him out the back? Why did they have to bring him back
right?
down the
yeah,
aisle? That don't... just seems insult to injury to me.
And so they thought it was the recessional, too. There goes the best man.
He had
man.
To walk back up the aisle.
I say justice for that couple. They need a whole new wedding.
Dude, that guy needs to be a best man somewhere else. We need a Tosh.0 redemption.
Yes.
You know?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.